Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone, and welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Thanking God for every day, give God glory for renewed mercies. Glory to God for his grace and for all his great and mighty acts. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us make the choice to rejoice and be glad in him. When we think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for us, we ought to cry hallelujah. Thank God for saving us and all the things that he do. Glory to God that he may be glorified in our lives, desiring for us to be a people that will trust and obey and walk in faith, submit to his will and commitment. We bless the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Without God, can do nothing. Without God, I would fail. Without God, my life would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Without God, I can do nothing. Without God, I would fail. Without God, my life would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yes, Lord, I love you, Lord, love you, Lord, I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, we would fail. Hallelujah. We could do nothing without him, but we can do all things through him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our God shall be praised. He is wonderful, marvelous. Ah, thank God for the provisions that he provides for us. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Breasted One, the All-Sufficient One, the More Than Enough God. He is our source, not our resource. Hallelujah. We learn how to lean on the Lord. Hallelujah. And trust him and learn to rest him. Glory to God. So many things, glory to God, he will prove to us, through us, for us, and glory to God. Bless, glory to God, that all will know that it's the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Even while we're riding on the road, coming in from Columbia on this 85, still being able to glorify our Lord. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Thank God. Glory to God for Mother Willette making it back over out from Mississippi. Praise God for myself getting back in from Columbia, South Carolina, celebrating Jesus and also celebrating the birthdays and the other birthdays. Glory to God with Sister Laureen, myself, and Sister Johnny May. And however, we thank God. Thank God for Pastor Bird being able to come down for the time to be able to celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah with the word of Apostle Ford and Pastor Betty. We just thank God for all that he's done and my children and family and all that they provision. And thank God for my son-in-law right now driving me on in the name of Jesus. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. He'll make a way. Hallelujah. We just got to have our mind steadfast on him and faith to know, glory to God, if we yield to him, he'll prove himself every time. Praise God. Our scripture reading tonight will be coming from John 15:7. It says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. Knowing, glory to God, those scriptures, glory to God, has glory. They got a condition with it as we submit ourselves and obey God and walk in his commands, glory to God, and submit ourselves, glory to God, that we can be in that place, glory to God, his word be in us and we be in him. Hallelujah. We can ask what we will, but we can't live in any kind of way in raggedy life and do what we want to do and expect just to quote the script and expect God to move. Even when we say delight ourselves in the Lord and glory to God, he'll give us the desires of our heart. Some people just think all we got to do is have a desire and he's going to bless it because we want it. No conditions to the promise. God, we bless you tonight and we give you glory, praise, and honor. When the word of God abides in your heart in abundance, that is faith. Praise the Lord. When we submit to being obedient and trusting in him, as Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all that heart and lean not to your own understanding and all that way, acknowledge him and he'll direct our path. We got the right to divide the word of truth. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within him, within me. Bless his holy name. Praise the Lord, everybody. We give God praise. We thank God again for another blessed day that he's given us, even on the highways, the byways, and any area, the way that we've been traveling. We thank God for his protection and shield and his angels being camped about us and the provisions being made, whether it be through things or people. Hallelujah, he gets the glory. God, forgive us for every offense against your word, standing on the promises of the Lord. Hallelujah, that added rich and making no sorrow. In him we live and move and have our beings. Thank God, glory to God for, hallelujah, giving us the privilege to be a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this. Thank God for salvation. Thank God for Jesus, glory to God, and his mercy and grace. Thank God for him being our advocate. Thank God that we can call upon him, glory to God, with faith and know that he will answer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord as you're teaching us more that we got to be a people, glory to God. Hallelujah, that can't be perpetrating the fraud. We got to be to a point that like your word says, hot or cold, lukewarm, I'll spew you out, that you said in Revelation. And you told us, glory to God, we're going to know the tree by the fruit it bears. Hallelujah. And all that you said also, glory to God, they will know that we are your disciples by the love we have one for another. So help us to walk in the love and in the agape and for walking forgiveness and forgive one another, forgive ourselves, letting go of the past, not in word, but glory to God, truly letting God come in and do the surgery that we can be healed of the past things. Pray for those, glory, that are grieving and going through, maybe from lost ones or things that have gone on in the past and the enemy trying to hold them in captivity for rehearsing the whole thing over and over because of their pain and just form. But open up their hearts so they can receive God to come in and heal them because he said he came to bind the broken heart and set the captive free. Thank God, glory to God, for blessing those that need to be restored, glory to God, back and not only in the faith, but some need to be restored because the enemy has came in and stole, glory to God, and their families, their marriages, or glory to God, and their goods, or glory to God through the storms of life and flooding and also for the wars and things that are going on, and people have lost things even in the pandemic. God, we know you're a restorer. We know that you're a healer. We know that you're a deliverer, and we know all things are possible through you. And God, even when you give us the glory to God not to shut up our vows against our brethren, we are to be able to release out, glory to God, whatever we can do to help. Some of it's in monetary. Some of it may be just in physical going to help. Whatever it may be, help us to be the people that you've called us for, to love one another, to forgive one another, to release some things. We come against the spirit, glory out of darkness, the satanic powers that come to kill and steal and to kill and destroy. And these people that are running around shooting and killing and murdering and don't have no remorse about taking people's lives. God, we know it's the enemy, but we bind it up and command the enemy to loose its hold. We plead the blood of Jesus, glory to God, against all these murdering demons that will come, glory to God, and shooting up places and destroying our youth and coming in places, glory to God, hallelujah, to bring deception and even the spirit that's out there for homosexuality, trying to make this the natural thing and seducing people's minds and got them caught up in confusion and chaos. We plead the blood of Jesus. It's so much to pray for at all times. We pray, glory to God, that for your divine touch, we pray for you to touch minds and bring deliverance and glory to God, for those, glory to God, that are confused and some of them are hurt and, glory to God, doing things, being vindictive and being, glory to God, being evil because of the fact that they've been hurt or disappointed or whatever. We know those are strongholds from the enemy, but we plead the blood of Jesus, command the enemy to loose his hold because he is a liar and the father of lies. We know, glory to God, that you can, glory to God, bring hallelujah, healing and deliverance in the midst. And no matter how much glory our pain go on, we as believers know that you said, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, that you will strengthen our hearts. We know that you can turn some things around because you said, Romans 8:28, bear one another burdens, strong bear the burdens of the weak. Never think more highly of yourself than you ought to, but esteem others more highly than ourselves. We are praying even for our leadership, glory to God, in this country. God, that you are blessed, and God, turn some things around, glory to God, to our president and vice president. Give them wisdom, and also in the House of Representatives, all the Congress and government, so many, glory to God, that are in places, glory to God, some things that will be done right, and other ones, there is a warfare going on, glory to God, to be more considerate of the people instead of just greeting their pockets. And glory to God, we pray, Lord, have your way in the name of Jesus. Pray for our youth and our children. Praying, glory to God, against the satanic forces in the name of Jesus that got their minds twisted and brainwashing them. We plead the blood of Jesus for their healing and their deliverance and save and set them free too in Jesus' name. God, we give you glory and honor and praise. Without you, we can do nothing, but through we can do all things. And we pray, Lord, we take God so much more to pray for, but we pray and thanking you for what you already done, what you're doing, what you will do. In the name of Jesus, keeping our eyes and minds and hearts focused on you and being truthful and go with that so we can be fruitful, that the power of God can be in operation in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we need you. We need you like never before. Help us to be faithful and be obedient to that you called. And help us to stay strong in the Lord and the power of his might. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, Jesus. We thank you and we glorify you because you are worthy of the praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And we pray, glory to God, that you would touch and bring deliverance for those, glory to God, hallelujah, that are going through right now. And we bless you and honor you in Jesus' name. The line of Satan and all his little cohorts, every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme, be eradicated now in Jesus' name. We bless you. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Bless God. We bind him up and loosen from his assignment. Praise God. I'm going to go ahead and have someone pray because I'm going to have to get up the stairs in the name of Jesus. We'll pray Mother McCormick. I'll go ahead and start us out tonight, and we'll pray glory to God for Mother Alexander and Mother McCormick. No, yeah, Mother Alexander, then Mother Willette for those three. And by the time I get upstairs, praise the Lord, then we'll add whoever else later. Praise the Lord. Mother McCormick, are you there?
Yes.
Mother McCormick,
Father
okay,
God.
Go ahead and pray.
Yes. Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you this afternoon. Lord, we just give glory and honor to you, Lord God, for you being the God that's this high, for you being the God that sees, the God that knows all things. Realize, Heavenly Father God, if it had not been for you, Lord, where would we be today, Lord? But it's you, Lord, that have took care of us, you that brought us this far, Lord God. You are the God that was able, Lord God, to keep us. And as we walk this journey, we put it all in your hands today because we know all power is in your hands. You are the God that's able to take us higher and take us more up in your word, God, that we might walk by faith and not by sight. So we just want to just thank you, Lord God. We want to thank you while the blood is still running warm in our veins. We want to thank you, Lord God, for keeping us, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for those that we know, those that we don't know. We pray for the sick and afflicted everywhere, God. And we ask you, Lord God, to look on the sick and afflicted, Lord God. Look on mankind, those that they're sick in their body, those that can't see their way, those that don't know how the way going to be made. We know you are able, Lord God, to give them that strength to continue to carry through, continue to go forward, continue to walk by faith and not by sight. So we bind up every spirit, every foul demon, everything that's not like you, we bind it. And we plead the blood of Jesus on it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, look down on the people that's walking and don't have food, don't have shelter, don't have a place to stay, Lord God. Look on tonight, Lord God. Be with them and stand by them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Look on those that's in hospitals, Lord God, with all different concerns and all different kind of problems. Because you said in your word, God, with your stripes, that we are already healed. We're not trying to get healed. We are already healed. 2,000 years ago, you done that for us, God. And we thank you, Lord God. And we give glory and honor to you. And you told us to cast all our cares on you because you cares for us, Lord God. And we know, God, that you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the God that can and will open doors and make ways when it looks like it can't be done. We know you see the condition. We know, God, that you are the on-time God. You are God that come right on time, Lord God. So we just want to thank you right now, Lord God, for all that you're doing, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, for, like my sister said, for all these situations that's going on with this killing demon out here just killing people for no reason whatsoever, Lord God. We bind that devil up in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we plead the blood on it right now because we know, God, that you is our strength today. You are everything that we need. You are present help in a time of need. So we call on you tonight, Lord God, because we need you. We don't know nobody else to call on. We don't know nobody else to come and to help, to ask to help us with our problems because you told us to come unto me, all who are laboring heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. So, God, we come, Lord, today, Lord, calling on your name, Lord, casting our cares on you because we know you care for us, God. You know you are everything that we need on tonight, Lord God. We bind that devil up. We bind him up in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because we know the word of God is the only thing that's going to help us to carry on, going to help us to go forward, going to help us to go through any days and times. We realize, Heavenly Father, it is you that have made us and not us ourselves, Lord God. So, God, we thank you, Lord. We realize, God, that you is a strong tower in the righteous running of faith. There is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, but only by the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We ask you to continue to bless your people. Continue to bless all the prayer warriors. Look on Sister Hubbard. Continue to bless her. Bless all the prayer warriors that's on this line. Keep us all, Lord, as we go through our trials and our tribulation. We give it all to you tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
In a short prayer. Lord have mercy.
Hello.
Hold on. Go ahead, Brian, because then open the door. Because see, then I have to connect it again.
Thank you, Lord. But we give it all to you right now, Lord God, because we know you can. We know there's nothing too hard that you can't do, Lord God. Oh, Father God, in your name, Lord Jesus, we just ask you to go into this hospital, like I said, and nurse it on. Lord, raise up these people that are sick in their body tonight, Lord. Raise them up, Lord. Bring them through, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Look down on those that's trouble in their mind, those that have a mind problem. Touch the mind tonight, Lord God. Regulate that mind. Make that way straight for them, Lord God. Let them know that you is a mind regulator and you a heart fixer. In your name, Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, that shed it, that sin blood back on Calvary Cross. He didn't have to do it, but he looked beyond our fault and saw our need. So we thank you, Father. We thank you so much for your anointed power, Lord God. For just being there, for just knowing that we can come to you, Lord God, knowing that that you is our strength, you are our peace, you are present help in time of need. We bless you tonight, Lord. We appreciate you for all that you are and all that you're doing in all our lives, Lord God. We just thank you right now, Father God. We pray for those that's on the traveling or going places this weekend, Lord God, this 4th of July. We pray that you will shield people as they go places and go different places, helping them stay alert in a world, their life, and around them. Just around us, wherever they might be, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray that you will, Lord God, keep our eyes open and help us, Lord God, to realize, God, that you would never leave us nor forsake us. You will be with us to the very end, in the name of Jesus. So we just give glory and honor to you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for all the married couples everywhere, God. We ask you to touch them in the name of Jesus. Be with them, Lord God. Help them to stay together. Help them to love one another. Help them to help one another in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for all those that when the school get ready to start back, we ask you to put angels around school systems, Lord God. Be with the school kids, Lord God. Be with those that's going to college, going back to school. Shield and protect them, Lord God. Look down on those that don't have the mind to want to do the things that they need to do, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we know there's the word of God that's going to help us to hold on. It's the word of God that's going to bring us out victorious. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. And we pray that you look down on my children, Lord. Look on my daughter. Look on my daughter, Teresa. Look on my daughter, Calvin. We pray for my family, Lord. We ask you to look on each and every one of them, Lord, the things that they have been going through. But, God, I thank you for bringing them out victorious, Lord. I bind up that devil in the name of Jesus, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy right now. I pray for all my family, Lord God, one by one and name by name. I pray, Lord God, for all the prayer warrior family, Lord God. I ask you to look down on Mother Hubbard, Lord God. Look on her tonight, Lord God. Continue to bless her. Bless her children, Lord. Bless her grandchildren, Father. Look down on Mother Alexander. I pray for her that you'll continue to bless her, Lord God. Look on Prophet Bird, God. Look on Apostle Bird, God. Touch each and every one of them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look down on Minister Brenda, Lord God. We pray for her and her family. Pastor Steele and her family, Lord God. Be with them and speak by them, Lord God. Look down on Brother Blight, Lord God. We pray for him and his family tonight, Lord God. Look on Melissa Willett, Lord God, and her family. We pray for them all, God, in the name of Jesus. Rachel and Laura, God, we ask you to look on them, Lord. Look on my other brother, my other nephew that comes on once in a while. We pray for him, Derek Baker, Lord God. Look on him too, Lord God. Anybody else on there, Sister Parker, we pray for her on tonight. Touch her mind. Be with her, God. Work out these situation that she's going through in the name of Jesus. Open that door. Please, make Jesus. That way for her, God, in the name of Jesus. You know her heart desire. You know what she stands in the need of. Work it out, Lord God. Turn things around for her, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind that spirit up. Anything that's not right, we bind it up. And we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, because we know, God, that you gave us that authority. You gave us that authority to speak these things. You said speak those things and throw the word. We speak it and we declare it on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We appreciate you, God, for all that you are, all that you're going to do, God, because we know, God, that you're yet doing great things. The enemy may be doing this and that, but we yet, Lord, see the blessing plan. We yet, Lord, see the things that's going on and working out, and we're excited about what you're doing in all our lives, in the name of Jesus. So we love you, God, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Praise Jesus. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank God for taking up the slack. Praise the Lord. In the meantime, we go ahead and have Mother Alexander and Mother Willette. Praise God. Pastor Sims, after that, we have prayed. Glory to God. I got to check and see if Brother Black and Pastor Bird is on, but in the meantime, we'll go in that order. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God. Thank you for who you are in our life, Heavenly Father. I'm going to read a couple of verses out of Psalms 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fear the Lord, that delight greatly in his commandment. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Keep our heart fixed, trusting in you, Heavenly Father. For there is none like you, Lord God, as we come before you, Heavenly Father, standing in the gap for one another in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bring our sons and daughters before you, Lord, thanking you, Lord, for keeping them, Lord God. Bless them, Heavenly Father. Keep them through all things, Heavenly Father, because your promises tell us, Lord God, you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We know, Lord, that you are the only one that can protect our children and keep them, Lord God. Only you can do it, Father God. Sons and daughters, we continue to pray over them, Lord. And, Lord God, we thank you for keeping them, Lord God. Thank you for blessing them through all things, Lord God. Regardless what it looks like, we know that you have them in your hands, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you this day. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for waking us all up, Lord God, in a sound mind, and let us know who we really are in you, Lord God, that we can continue to stand faithful on your word, Heavenly Father, because you're a God that answers prayer, Heavenly Father. You said in the word, Lord God, cast all our cares on you. We come this morning casting all our cares on you today, Lord God, because we know that you hear us, Heavenly Father. We pray for our grandchildren, Lord God. Father God, have mercy on our grands, Lord God. Keep a hedge around them, Lord. Lord, we bind the works of the enemy that come against the man, Lord. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. He has no dominion. He has no authority over our grands and our great-grands in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you continue to keep a hedge around them, Lord God. We know that you're a God that hears our cry, Heavenly Father. And we know that you said in your word, if we pray, Lord God, we know you hear us when we cry out to you, because you're a God that hears prayer, Lord God. You said in your word, cast all our cares on you, Heavenly Father. We come this morning, Lord, casting all our cares on you, because we know that your word said it, Lord. You said, come boldly to the throne of grace. Nothing is too hard for our God to do, and nothing is hidden from him. Hiya, Rabosia, Lord God, thank you, Heavenly Father, for watching over our children, Lord God. Watching over them, Lord God. No care how high they are or how grown they is, they're still our children that you gave them to us, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for protection around these sons and daughters. Protection around them, Lord God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we know that you are the healer. You are the only healer, Father God. And we know you have them in your hands, Heavenly Father. No matter what the enemy come with, we know that you is the healer, Heavenly Father. And we claim healing in the bodies, Lord God. Healing in the minds, Lord God. We bind the works of the enemy that come against them. It has no dominion. It has no authority. We're standing on the promises of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for being the Lord of our life, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for making a way out of no way for each and every one of them, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, as we bring our sister before you, Lord. Lord, you see Sister Mobley, Lord, that foul spirit that come against our body, but we binding it up in the name of Jesus. Loose my body, Lord. Loose the body of Sister Noble. Lord God, you see her, Lord God, that she stand before you, Lord God, claiming our healing, Lord God. And Lord, here I bring her before you, Lord God, claiming healing in our body, Lord God. Healing, Lord God, because your word tell us by your stripe, we are healed, Heavenly Father. Help us to stand strong, Lord God, and know that your word is forever, Lord God. If you said it, believe it. Lord, Lord, you said in your word, Heavenly Father, pray for one another, Lord God. We pray for Charlotte, mine, Lord God, that you come to remember that you have gave us a sound mind, Lord God. Help us to think, Lord God, and know that your word is the one that you're supposed to be standing on, Lord God, and not the word of the world, as somebody say one thing and she believe it. Oh, God, help us to believe in your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I will see you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And, Lord, you see him on our knees, Lord God. You see that sister, Lord God, going through all kind of a situation, but we know that you didn't put that on our Lord God. We bind the words of the enemy that come against our knees, Lord God. We bind it up, command it to loose the knees of Sister Emma, Lord, that she can go out and do what she has to do in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, thank you, Lord God, for we know you is a deliverer and we know you is a healer. Thank you, Lord God, for healing our Lord. I pray for sisters and brothers, those I know and those I don't know, Lord God. Help them to stand strong, Lord God, knowing that you are a deliverer, Lord God. You are a provider, Lord God. And it's in the name of Jesus we have the victory, Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for healing them. I thank you for being a deliverer, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for each and every one of them today, Lord God, as we come as one in this line, Lord God, praying for brothers and sisters, those we know and those we don't know. But we know, Lord, that your word tell us, pray for one another. Oh, Lord, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because we know that you is a healer, Heavenly Father. You is the healer, Lord. There is no other but you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, I thank you for healing them, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, thank you for being so good, Lord God. I pray for each and every one of my sister and brother in this prayer line, Lord God. They continue to stand, Lord God. You see each and every one of us come before you as one, Lord God, thanking you, Heavenly Father, for healing, Lord, for touching our body, Lord, renewing our mind, Lord God. Continue to strengthen us. Keep on pushing on through all things, Heavenly Father. Continue to pray, help the head of the prayer line, Lord God. Lord, you see everything that our needs, Lord God. And we know your word tells us that our needs have been met. So we know know our need is met, Lord God. We know that you keep us strong, Lord God. Let our continue to keep on moving on, Lord God, opening doors for our Lord. Give our favor in every area, Lord God. These things I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I just come before your presence. I thank you so much. Hallelujah. I give you glory this evening, Father God. Thank you for being so good to us. And I just want to read Hebrews 10th chapter and verse 24. And I'm going to read it from the easy to read version. It says, we should think about each other to see how we can encourage each other to show love and to do good works. Amen. Another version says, let us consider one another to provoke each other to love and good works. Hallelujah. But I like this easy-to-read version about we should think about each other to see how we can encourage each other to show love and to do good works. Praise God. Father, in that name that's above every name, in Jesus' name, I appreciate you, Heavenly Father. I love you, Lord. I thank you so much that you love us. Thank you, Jesus, for yet sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. I praise you this evening. I worship you. I honor you. I exalt you. I magnify your name, for you're so worthy. In spite of everything that's going on, you are yet God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You are the I am that I am. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you, hallelujah, that you have our very best interests at the center of your heart. You're concerned about our concerns. You're, Lord God, you look and gaze at us with lovingly intent, praise God, hallelujah. I thank you for the prayer line, glory be to God. I thank you for the host of the prayer line. I lift up your people, Lord God, and I thank you for, Lord God, just putting it in our heart that it's prayer time and to intercede on behalf of others. I appreciate you, Lord God, that you love people so much that you will put names in our heart to lift up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, the presence is, and as humble as we know how, we appreciate you so much and thank you so much. Thank you for the travel that we've just recently done. I pray, oh Lord God, hallelujah, that people realize how they can really lean and depend on you. Thank you for the safe travels. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us favor as we journey from one destination to the next. And Lord God, what was in our heart to do, you blessed us to be able to do it. And you gave us such favor. Praise you. God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you already worked things out for our good. I thank you for the fellowship with family. I thank you, Lord God, and we pray that, Lord God, as we go here or there, that we do, Lord God, consider others, consider whether they're family, whether they're friends, whether they're neighbors. Help us to consider them, Lord God, and live in such a way that we provoke them to love others, Lord God. Not talk about them, not be mean mouth, but to provoke them to love and to them to desire to do good work. So we pray that, Lord God, something that you put in our hearts to do will cause others to want to journey closer to you in Christ Jesus' name. I thank you so much, Father God. You've been so good to me. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. I praise you for every person you allow me, Lord God, to see. Thank you for letting me see Aunt Betty and her family in Jesus' name. Lord God, I just bless you right now. I thank you. Father God, let me just pray. Hallelujah. Say how excellent, Lord God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. I pray, oh Lord God, a special prayer this evening. In Jesus' name, I pray with expectation that you hear us And if we know that you hear us, we know that we do have the petitions. When we ask you, Lord God, in faith, believing that we receive, Lord God, we know that you hear us, and we thank you that you answer our prayers. Hallelujah. And, Father God, I pray special prayers for those that are sick and shut in, those that are going through turmoils in their bodies, Lord God, those that are having challenging medical conditions. We pray, oh God, that you give them a victory in that body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of his peace was upon us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You want us to have your peace. Ha, glory be to God. You want us to rest in leaning on you when we're having challenges and trials and testings, Lord God, of our faith, Lord God. And when we are trusting you, you always turn in situations around for our good. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I praise you this evening. I lift up those that are hurting and those that are having some medical challenge. And I pray, oh God, that the sword of the Spirit with your anointed, Lord God, healing virtue will be released in those bodies, Lord God. Touch, Lord God, Teresa and, Lord God, all of those, Lord God. I pray for those that are having, Lord God, challenges with high blood pressure or sugar diabetes, the blood of Jesus. I thank you that it's already under the blood and you've already got us victory. I thank you, Father God, and put in remembrance a prayer that I've prayed in the past. I thank you for the day that you wipe cancer off the earth and that it shall be a thing of the past. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I speak and declare and decree no more cancer growth in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, I pray for those, Lord God, who may have blood disorders and praying for divine deliverance. Remember those that have had strokes and, Lord God, have not had the ability to use their limbs in quite a time, quite a season, Lord God. I pray for deliverance. I pray, God, for those that are troubled in their mind, Lord God. I pray, oh God, for those that are suffering with dementia, Alzheimer's, bipolar, schizophrenic. I pray for deliverance. We bind up that adversary at the name of Jesus that make people believe that they have to be stuck in a rut of bondage, the blood of Jesus. Jesus came to set the captive free. Hallelujah. With your stripes, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that you give us victory. You've already made us more than overcomers according to your word. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray for so many, and I just pray the prayer that give us liberty and freedom from these sicknesses and diseases, and Lord God, loose people from these strongholds and addictions, Lord God, the demon of immorality, Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus against, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that people will come to the knowledge that it's time, hallelujah, to loose themselves from the wares of this world and turn and surrender wholly to you in Christ Jesus. I pray special prayer for those, Lord God, that have been caretakers of those that cannot do for themselves. I pray favor, grace, mercy, Lord God, and strength in their lives in Jesus' name. I pray, oh Lord God, for parents who have special needs children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to be their strength on the day. Be their help. Be their hope, oh God. Minister to their soul in Christ Jesus' name. I pray, oh Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the body of Christ, hallelujah, for the leaders in the body of Christ, in Christ Jesus' name, that we be such a light today, such salt in the earth today that would cause people to turn to you. Help us, Father God, in Jesus' name, to walk the way Jesus walked, to talk like Jesus, to think like Jesus, have the mind of Christ in Jesus' name. Help us, Father God, to realize what we do, what we say, where we go. People are watching, and they need a reason for hope. And, Lord God, when we claim the name of Jesus, that the Christ-like name, praise God. Hallelujah, we ought to make a difference, Lord God. The world shouldn't affect us, Lord God, with darkness, but we should affect the world with light and salt in this earth today in Jesus' name. Father, I pray, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that we'll learn, hallelujah, to provoke each other to, Lord God, love, hallelujah, and good works in Jesus' name. I pray for your grace and mercy, your safety on today, traveling mercies to those that are yet traveling. And thank you for giving me a mind to come back from Mississippi before the holiday, for the 4th of July, because I don't like being on the road. Then I didn't like driving in the rain, so I thank you for that, Father. What a beautiful trip back. Many people on the road at all. Praise God, you let me got exactly where I needed to be. And let me be back at home, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you so much. I pray for our leaders everywhere. I pray for wise counsel. I pray for our military. I pray for our young people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they'll make good decisions and good choices, Father. I pray for the parents. Oh, Lord God, I pray that we'll set better examples for our families in Christ Jesus' name. Father God, in Jesus' name, I just lift up those on the phone tonight. I lift up those in places everywhere. I pray for your people, your servants, Lord God, those, Lord God, that are missionaries, Lord God, in foreign countries. And, Lord God, I pray for the persecuted Christians in Christ Jesus. Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus, and we know that you're going to righteously recompense tribulation to the ones that trouble us. And we wrestle not against flesh and blood, so ain't no sense in us trying to bite somebody else's head off because they did us wrong. We need to put the blame where it belongs. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness. And I thank you that the enemy is already defeated in Christ Jesus' name. Now, Father God, in Jesus' name, bless your people. Meet their needs according to your riches and glory. Give us strength. God, regulate every organ in the bodies in Christ Jesus' name. Strengthen those that are weak, Lord God, and help us to warn the unruly in the name of Jesus. Help us, Father God. Help us, and we seek your presence like never before. Let us, Lord God, seek to get in your presence. Hallelujah. Sister Willie, how you get in the presence of the Lord? Right now we're in the presence of the Lord because we're talking to him. And he said where two or three are gathered in his name, he will be in our midst. And so when we pray and bow our heads to you, we get in your midst. When we study your word, we're in your midst. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for those that love you. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you heal, set free, save, and deliver. I pray now that you will nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness, the works of wickedness, the works of witchcraft, the works of evil. I plead the blood of Jesus and bind up everything that is not like you. Strengthen your people on today. We love you, Lord, but we thank you that you love us. You are for us, and you're helping us. Lord God, you know the needs of your people. Meet those needs in Jesus' name. We honor you this evening. We bless you and thank you again. Lord God, bless Minister BJ in such a special way. She got on the line before she got to the house. Lord God, give her favor. Meet that need in Jesus' name. We honor you now. Bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah and glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you and I give honor, recognizing all that's on the line tonight. Pastor BJ and everybody else that's on, but we give special thanks to her for always being available and doing the best that she can by the leading of the Holy Ghost, that we would come together and uplift one another and others that are in need of a blessing. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come. We just want to lift you up. We know that you are a mighty God. It's nothing too hard for you. And we know that you love us. And, Father, we ask, don't want to be redundant, but we ask you, Lord God, to look down upon mankind everywhere, Father. It's a needy time. People are going to and fro, not having a mind to do it your way, and it's causing extra problems because they're doing things against the will of God. We ask you, Lord God, if you would be so pleased as to help them to see you in all of their troubles and weaknesses and everything, and know without a shadow of a doubt that you love them and you can work a work in their lives, that they would be a blessing not only to themselves and their family, but a blessing to many people. Lord, all of this murdering and this gender assignments and all these things that have gone array in this world, Lord, by the hands of Satan, we know who's doing these things, but we know who is the problem solver. And Father, we just have to lift you up. Even though it may not be just like you think it ought to be, but it's in your hand. And you can do whatever it is that's needed to be done. You are a healer, Father. You are a mind regulator. Father, you are a lifter up out of. You can set the captives free. Whatever it is, it may not be physical, but your spiritual, your mental health, all those things are important. Father, help us to press in to your word, Lord God, because that's the only way that we're going to get free of some of these trials and tribulations. So we speak the word over these things, Lord God, as my sisters have prayed before me, Lord, every one of them. Point you to the same, in the same direction that you say what the word says. And even though it might not be, but you calling those things as though they were already. And Father, we just love you, Lord, but we ask you if you just please just help us to stand on the wall and to let dying men and women everywhere know that there is a better way. And it's called Jesus Christ. Lord God, help us. Help these young people everywhere, Lord. Put the word in their way. Every side they turn, every path they take, let some God-fearing Christian be there to say, you know, Jesus loves you and he cares. Well, how does he doesn't work and operate like we do. And sometimes the trials and tribulations he brings is to make you strong, to set you up for what's going to come and what you need. And, Father, we just ask you to help us to stand on the wall. Like Nehemiah said, I'm doing a good work and I can't come down. And I know it appears that the saints are being attacked even more, but that means that you can get stronger and stronger. Trials work with patience. That's what the word says. That might be hard for your natural mind to understand, but get in the spiritual realm and see if you can decipher it and figure what it means. It works patience. And we need patience, Lord God, to live in this world today and do the things that we have to do. Father, it's so many, many things that we need praying for that we missed, but I want to pray right now for mankind everywhere, Father, and all his special needs. My sister prayed for the nursing homes and the facilities that house people that are not able to help themselves. And I'm in and out of one a lot of times as my brother's in one. And I see the way that things are being done, Father. But give those people, Lord, give them patience, understanding. But above all, Father, save them. Save them, Father. You don't ever know. One day it might be them. And, Father, give them the understanding that these people deserve the same courtesy that they would like, the nurses and the doctors and all of them. And, Father, the unborn, we're having a controversy back and forth, the unborn. When does life begin? If you read the word of God, it tells you. The 139th Psalm tells you. He saw you when you were being knit together in your mother's womb. And that lets you know It's alive before it's born. And help the people to stop all this and have respect for the unborn. You don't know who you're sending out of this world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace, Father. We pray for the fivefold ministry that needs strengthening day by day, that they stay in tune with the word and asking God to show himself to them in mighty and miraculous ways, that we'll be able to stand in these last and evil days, because I do believe that he's soon to come. And Father, help us to be ready to meet the soon coming King, Lord God. We praise you. We give you honor. We give you glory, Father. And if it's anyone or anything that we neglect to pray for, that we should, Father, put it on somebody's heart, that we will minister by prayer to all of the needs of the people in this world. And Father, let your word spread throughout eternal ages, Father. Stop all these mass murders and all of these things where people don't have any regard for human life. Just do it any kind of way you want to do it. But Father, we know that's not your way. And you tell us that you are the light of the world. Shine your light, Lord, in all these dark places. And in the midst, Lord, we praise you. We give you honor. We glory, Lord. We lift your name on high, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for everyone represented on this line. And we ask for your continued blessings of anything that they stand in need of by your grace, gratitude. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We give you honor and glory. And we ask these blessings in the strong, mighty, powerful name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. At this time, we're going to have Prophet Bird and Minister Black. Praise the Lord. Now check and see if Minister Johnny May, the elder, is on. Praise God. After them.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes whiter than snow. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus, and it washes whiter than snow. There is healing in the blood of Jesus. There is healing in the blood of Jesus. There is healing in the blood of Jesus. And it washes whiter than snow. There is forgiveness in the blood of Jesus. There's forgiveness in the blood of Jesus. There's forgiveness in the blood of Jesus. bounded watches whiter than snow. Hallelujah. Hey. Andora baba baba bakusha. Hidandora baba baba. Hinanda basike mosedidi. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Handobo. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise as we come into your presence, as we lift you up and glorify you tonight. We thank you, Father, for who you are and all that you do. As I come in agreement, God, with every prayer that have gone out so eloquent to you tonight, I know that you hear the prayers of the righteous, Father God, and we thank you for each one. And God, I come tonight just doing a confession of our faith to you tonight, dear God, in Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord over our spirits, our souls, and our bodies. Philippians 2, 9 to 11. Jesus has been made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. We can do all things to Christ who strengthened us. 1 Corinthians 1:30, Philippians 4:13. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. My God supply all our needs according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. Psalms 23, Philippians 4:19. We do not fret or have anxiety about anything. We do not have a care. Philippians 4:6-1, First Peter 5:6-7. We are the body of Christ. We are redeemed from the curse because Jesus bare our sickness and carried our diseases in his own body. By his stripes we are healed. We forbid any sickness or disease to operate in our bodies. Every organ, every tissue of our body function in the perfection in which God created it to function. We honor God and bring glory to him in our bodies. Galatians 3:13, Matthew 8:17, 1 Peter 2:24, 1 Corinthians 6:20. Father, I do thank you that you are a healer. As I lift up my brother-in-law, Robert Jones Sr., to you tonight, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that every organ in that body that have been attacked by those cancer cells, I pray, Father God, that your healing power, we just read it in your word, you just said it, Father God, that by your stripes we are healed. I pray that you touch every lesion in that body, every organ, every breath, blood vessel now, in Jesus' name. I decree and declare healing over him, God, even now as we speak. I say that he is healed and whole and covered with the blood, Father God. And by every stripe, God, that you took upon your back and your body for us, that he is healed in Jesus' name. God, we walk by faith and not by sight. God, I thank you, hallelujah, because we've prayed for people on this line and we've seen it come to fruition, God. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, as the prayers of the righteous come forth, God, that those answers is already done. So, Father God, we walk by faith. We practice faith. We speak faith. And we thank you, Father God, for the things that you have already done. And I thank you for Robert now. I thank you, God, that he gave his life for you. He recognized that he needed a Savior. And God, I thank you for saving his soul, dear God. I thank you for bringing him, God, out of darkness into the light, that perfect gift that you gave him, Father God. That's the gift that we need in these last days.
I am praying, God, for the unbelievers tonight. I am praying, Father God, that they're going to come into the light of who you are. I am praying, Father God, that the Christians, the body of Christ, those people that confess you, that you will bring somebody, God, into their lives that they can speak life to, dear God, that they can speak and that their lives will be changed forever. Because, God, it doesn't matter what we accumulate in this world, but, God, if we die and lose our soul, God, what a tragedy for every man, woman, boy, and girl. So I am praying tonight, God, as you begin to draw the people to yourself, Father God, as you begin to open up their minds, I am praying that the body of Christ be in place so that we'll have a word. You told us to have a word, God, in season and out of season, so that the eyes of the blind, God, can be open in the name of Jesus. I am praying for the lost tonight, God, all over this universe, all over the world, because the world is yours and the fullness thereof, dear God. And I pray for a revival. I pray for an awakening. I am praying, God, that the eyes of the blind will come open and they will know that they need a Savior. I am praying for that day of jubilee. I am praying, Father God, hallelujah, that there will be a mind changing throughout this world, that men and women will come into the truth of who you are, Father God. Because we know without a doubt that the poor is going to be with us always. You said it. But God, being poor with monies and stuff is nothing, but to be poor in spirit, to be stripped without having the blood covering of the Lamb, without having our name written in the Lamb book of life, is a tragedy, dear God. So I am praying, God. I am pulling for those that are lost tonight, that you would send even the missionaries, God, as they go forth. I am praying for them. I am praying, God, that they can go to remote places for those who have not heard the gospel of Jesus Christ and him crucified. I am praying that those people, God, will be able to hear the gospel, that their ears will be so keen that the hearing, God, will go even for those, God, who have made witchcraft and devil worship and all of that stuff, their religion, dear God. I pray in the name of Jesus that your word will go forth with power and the anointing and break off of those chains that have them bound now, God, in Jesus' name. I am praying, Father God, for their safety. Not only for that, God, I am praying for an awakening. I am praying, Father God, and I do come against and breaking that spirit of poverty, God, off of your people. Because poverty will make us do things that we wouldn't do. Poverty will make us turn to other gods. Poverty, God, will make us steal and kill and do other things. That's what it's all about. And that's why that spirit of poverty, God, is so powerful. I come against that spirit in the name of Jesus tonight, dear God. And I speak forth abundance, abundance throughout the world, throughout the continent. And most of all, God, for the body of Christ. There's so many, Father God, in the body of Christ suffering through poverty. Not enough to do this and not enough to do that. But you've already said in your word that you're Jehovah Jireh. You are the provider. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that they will let that word get inside of them and break that chain of poverty in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you now for who you are and all that you do, because anything that you speak becomes exactly what you say. So I thank you, Father God, for hearing our prayers tonight, because I know every prayer that have come before you that is already answered, because you are the answer to everything that we have. I'm going to confess this, Father, that we are believers and not doubters. We hold fast to our confession of faith. We decide to walk by faith and practice faith. Our faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Jesus is the author and developer of our faith. Hebrews 4:14, Hebrews 11:6, Romans 10:17, and Hebrews 12:2. So help us, God, to know that when we bring anything before you, that you already have the answer even before we ask. So we thank you tonight, God, for every prayer, and we can stand on that truth. We want to give you thanks, God, for the ones, for Teresa, God. Hallelujah. We walked in faith, we stood in faith, and we spoke faith, and we saw the end result. I thank you for the testimonies, Father, that there are some people that's walking through that same thing, and that they will know that the same God, hallelujah, that allowed her to get that kidney, you are the same God to yesterday, today, and today, and God, all of us are your favorite. All of us are the apple of your eye. And I thank you, God, that they can have hope by hearing that confession and knowing that if you did it for her, you would do for others. Because, God, there are so many that need help, and they need to hear and see the miracles being performed and coming forth. So we thank you for Teresa tonight, dear God. Oh, she sounds so good last night, and she was just elated with what you've done. I thank you, God, personal for doing that. I know you didn't do it for me, but you did it for us, for the body of Christ, and your favorite girl, God. And so we just give you praise tonight for who you are, what you're doing, and thanking you for all the miracles that you've already done. Father, we come against Satan and every foul and unclean spirit, every demonic force, because, God, we know that he is working in the background. According to your word, Father God, we tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. We take the shield of faith and quenches every fiery dart, for greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We are delivered from this present evil world. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places. We reside in the kingdom of God's dear Son. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. God, we just thank you for freeing us up. We thank you for hearing us. We thank you for delivering us. We thank you, God, for all that you've done and is doing. God, I lift up everybody on this line tonight. Thank you for them. I thank you for their faithfulness. I thank you for their prayers. I thank you, God, that we come together as one, that we move as one, and we walk as one. And I thank you, God, that every word that have went forth, not one word, will fall to the ground without bringing forth what it went out to do in the precious name of Jesus. I thank you that everybody on this line is healed and whole and delivered. In the precious name of Jesus, thanking you for Pastor BJ, who's faithful with traveling today and everything that she's done. God, she's faithful to be in her position. So, God, I ask that you bless her, every need being met, nothing broken and nothing missing. Sunday. And I want to give this prophecy because God is just saying it to me. Many of us are struggling with finances. God wants you to know on Sunday, some of us, he's getting those resources to you, but you are not doing what you need to do to prosper. God wants you to sit down and write that vision plain. You need to reconstruct some things. You need to get some things in order. Because that is not God's best for you to walk in poverty. You are the body of Christ. You are the apple of his eye. And it brings no glory to God when you're struggling. And we go through these prayers and we say them, but we got to put it into action. God is doing something, but you got to do your part. That is not from God. So some things you need to go back and look at and see what part you are playing in what God is doing, because he's faithful. He's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. And it brings no glory to him when people around you seeing you struggle and how you live, but you are Christian, and it brings no glory to God. In these last days, people are going to be drawn by the Spirit of God, but it's going to be drawn by how they look at us and see how we live and what we do and how we act. So we might be the only church people see. So God wants us to get it together in every part in our life. None of us are perfect. All of us need Jesus. But I need to tell you that he is a provider. He is a healer. He is a deliverer. And he loves you. We are his children. And he said in his word, if a man, and this I'm just saying this, I'm not saying it exactly like the scripture, but if an evil man know how to give good things to his children, how much more will God do for us? So we got to stand on his word and stand on that truth. I don't care how long you've been walking in some stuff, go back and reexamine that and see what you are doing that you could do different, so that we represent God as who he is. So when we preach and teach a thing, we're doing it because we're walking in it. So I just give God praise tonight. That was just something in my spirit that God wanted to say to us, because we are believers. We've been on this prayer line for a long time. We ain't got no business crying the whole same things over and over. So God bless you. God keep you. And thank God for the prayers of the righteous, because we can see all the changes that have occurred. And we're expecting more things to come. So God, we honor you tonight. We give you praise and we give you glory and we give you thanks. And we thank you for divine connection, and we thank you for all of the people that connected to that. We even thank you for the people that come on here and there, dear God. And we thank you that your word will never come back void. It's in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Father God, we just thank you right now, Lord, because you are God. You deserve all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. God, we lift up Pastor BJ, God, Lord, for the faithfulness, God, and the strength, Lord, that you have given her. You strengthened her with might in the inner man. You have placed a mantle on her life. We thank you for Prophetess Bird, God. Lord, the great things, Lord, and the prophecy, Lord, you have deposited in her spirit, Lord. Only one of her gifts, of her many gifts, God. Thank you for the prayers, Lord, that were prayed. I touch and agree. Lord, bless every soul. Bless every family member, every child, every grandchild, everybody in this prayer line. Lord, the ones that are in the hospital, God. Lord, that are going through, the ones that are in the hospital and independent living situations, and even might be bedridden or in hospice or home and can't make it to church. Or, Lord, touch them, God. Let them be a beacon of your glory, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let their bellies be the ark of your covenant. Lord, let their rooms be a lighthouse, God. And when people pass by, when people come in the house, they'll see a great light in their room, God, because you are the light of the world. And greater is he that lives in us than he that lives in the world. And we thank you, God, Lord, whatever they need, whatever, Lord, they request, God, bless them, God, as they think it. Lord, do it, God. Lord, for their good and your glory. This is the Lord's house, and Jesus is Lord. This is the house that's being established by his word. This is the house that's being established. The gates of hell shall not prevail. This is the Lord's house. This is the Lord's house. This is the Lord's house, and Jesus is Lord. Amen. I thank you for that prophecy, because you surely were talking to me 100%. I'm going to reevaluate my everything that I've written down, what I'm going through, what I'm doing, so I can make those necessary changes in the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Because revival is at hand. And Father God, we just thank you, God, for revival. Lord, we thank you. It's going to be a revival, a move of God, a refreshing over all of the earth that this world has never, ever seen before. Thank you for the bars closing down. Thank you for the package stores closing up. Thank you that drug centers are shutting down, abortion clinics shutting down by the power of God. Heads are turning. People are running back to the hills from whence coming to help. God, thank you, Jesus, that the worship centers that does not worship God in those high places are being torn down in the name of Jesus. Thank you for revival, God. We all need it. We all need a refreshing. Lord, we love to be in your presence, to dwell in your secret place, Lord. So it's all right with us. Whatever you have, God, for us and for the world, God, we agree with whatever you have. And we will obey and follow in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Praise your name, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Amen. Praise God. You're going to have him over to God, none other than our Ms. Angela's Brenda, praise God. We're going to have her to pray. I don't think Sister Jenna May is on, but we're going to let the woman of God pray and thank God for the blessing her to be able to house her. Me and Pastor Bird, bless the Lord, of woman of hospitality.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, did I push the wrong button? Wait a minute, I thought I pushed the button for her to come on. Bless the Lord. Sister Brenda?
I know Brother Black is here.
Yeah, well, maybe you walked away from the phone then. Amen. She might have, but sometimes she'll come home from work and she'll put it on mute. Maybe she doesn't hear us. I'm going to ask one more time. Evangelist Brenda? Well, Father, we do bless you tonight for all those that have came on and how the Lord has blessed, glory to God, those prayers that went forth in the name of Jesus for the anointing. Thank God for safe travel back on the road, glory to God, for even being able to be on the post. And thanking God for those that was available that came online. God, we bless you, glory to God, for all that you've done and do. Thank you for blessing this country, the United States of America. But we are praying for the United States of America to turn back to In God We Trust, that was on our currency. God, the glory, how we come against all those idol gods and all those other gods that have come in and how they're trying to push, glory to God, the true and living God, Jesus Christ, out and trying to take it all out of schools, all out of the libraries, all out of everywhere, off the buildings and whatever about In God. But God, it doesn't matter what man say or what he does, your word shall stand. Heaven and earth will pass away before one tittle of your word will stop in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bind up every device of the enemy and all the tools and devices he's using. Glory to God to cause and to bring destruction, and glory to God to bring confusion and chaos in man's mind. We plead the blood of Jesus. We're standing on your word as mind's going to be changed and regulated. Glory to God. Whatever that noise is in somebody's phone, please mute it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just praying right now that you will just bless, that you will move, and you'll prove yourself in the midst of all the chaos that's going on, that go over to God no matter what. As we continue to praise, the affection, fervent prayers of the righteous does avail much.
So we're believing you for, glory to God, for the divine intervention in the name of Jesus. Those strongholds coming and down, the spirit of suicide, the spirit of murder, the spirit of, glory to God, chaos, and the spirit of vindictiveness in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, all the spirits that will come in to cause the chaos and confusion in the midst, glory to God, of people's lives, even for marriages and relationships and children and parents. And all you told us is so much that will be going on these last days. But you still told us we're supposed to be the light of the world, to still go out praying, interceding, and pray without ceasing in the name of Jesus, to bind it, to loose, to use our authority. God, help us to not be swayed and manipulated by the cares of this life. The nine binds we go over to God, transformed by the renewing of your word, and we got to get in the word for it to be renewed, and we got to obey the word for it to renew. We got to go, Lord, I submit to the word, glory to God, so the change can take place and we can be used for your glory. God, help us to realize everything is not going to happen at once, glory to God, and just because we pray this month, last month, and month before, just because it hasn't happened don't mean your word will change, glory, it will manifest at your, glory, at appointed time. But help us to hold fast the faith in spite of what's being said, what's being done, no matter what the enemy is doing. God, we're to look to the hills what's coming to our help, realizing our help coming from you. So help us to be steadfast in the face. Oh, glory, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain. Help us to remember to pray ye one for another, but keep ourselves prayed up, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, so we can, glory to God, be replenished, glory to God, from the things that the enemy has stolen, or either from our work, hallelujah, in the kingdom. Ah, oh, God, help us to take care of these temples. We got to rest these bodies. We got to, glory to God, drink the water. We got to, glory to God, eat properly. And oftentimes we can get off track, but we got to do better about sometimes running so much and doing so much. And sometimes we're passing the church, going to church. But even in that, we got to be listening to let the Lord lead us by the Spirit, how to go in, how to come out, what to embrace, what not to embrace, but to walk in forgiveness, to walk in the agape. Ah, oh, God, we thank you so much for these prayer warriors. Thank you for their faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for them being on that post. Thank you, Lord, for the effective prayers. Glory to God of the righteous, that you are blessing to be manifest in the healing, the deliverance, the salvation, the encouragement, the enlightenment, as we pray ye one for another. And while we are going through, you are moving in the background, glory to God, on our behalf, as we continue to seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, you say everything else is going to be added. I thank you, for great is thy faithfulness. There is none like thee, O Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. God, help us to be able to bless you at all times. Well, the cattle is, glory to God, is sitting in the back of, it's in the stalls. No cattle, no fruit on the vine. Glory to God, no grace. Oh, God, but nevertheless, I will yet praise you. God, help us to get to that place where we will do that. But we got to be to a place we know who you are, who we are, and be obedient to that you've called us to do. So I bless you. I bless you for, glory to God, these prayer words. I thank you for being able to see Mother Alexander twice while I was down there. The woman of God, hallelujah, fired up and still on the go and looking like a little young woman. I bless the Lord, glory to God, for Apostle Burton and glory to God and Evangelist Noah for glory, bringing glory to God halfway, hallelujah, to meet up with Carmen. Again, coming up here for the meet halfway with my son-in-law. God, that's love. People not be standing with their lips, but that's love. Thank you for the time of celebration. Oh, what a birthday to remember, to being in the presence of God with his word, and presence of God again with his word and with the family, and glory to God with the church family. Oh, with my friends and prayer warriors, God, in the name of Jesus, even for the restaurant. We thank you even for, glory to God, seeing people that you hadn't seen in a while. I thank you, Lord God, for even the hospitality that was shown, glory for many, to bring us for those days we were there too as well. Ah, oh, God, the love, the glory to God, the monetary, everything was just so beautiful. So I praise God. How y'all need to tell my testimony last week, glory to God. I'm not even going to go back in the past, and I'm just going to celebrate some of my testimony, as I'm saying now, that even happened in the days that just even passed. Ah, oh, for the stirring of the fire. God, I thank you for Pastor Bert, too, and I thank you for each one of these, this man of God and these women of God. This anointing, this blesses me to be in a place to be online with women and men that, glory to God, love God and standing and walking in truth and under the anointing and trying to live a clean life, a holy life. Thank you for them angels that encamped about us every day. The blood cover because danger is all around us. But thank you for your blood and your angels that keep us. Let us not take it lightly. God, we thank you because even bullets don't have no name. The evilness of people on the road and glory to God in the airplanes and wherever we go, always somebody's trying to do something evil. But God protected us. Thank you for, glory to God, giving us a mindset to do his will in the name of Jesus. Keep us, God. We take authority over every foul and unclean prayer. Spirit, every sickness and disease, every plot, plans and scheme, untimely deaths, whatever it is, COVID and whatever else he's planted, we plead the blood of Jesus, all these viruses and flus, all we plead the blood of Jesus. It may come now our dwelling, but it can't come in, and even when it does come up under that line, it has to get permission from the Lord, so under the radar. But I plead the blood of Jesus that we shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord, because in him we live and move and have our being. Help us to know that fear thou not, for I'm with thee. Be not dismayed, for I'm thy God. Yea, I will strengthen thee, I will help thee, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my right. Thank you for the promises of the Lord that added rich and make no sorrow. But help us to know their glory to God, hallelujah, is consequences, hallelujah, to our actions when they're outside of the will of the Lord. God, help us to be glory to God. No, not one of those people that glory to God that praise you with their lips. But their heart be for it. Our heart be after you, God. Let it be that we will be submitted and committed to you. Bless these your people in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. There are some prayer requests, and we do want to ask you, Lord God, if there's any help. And thank you, Lord God, for Teresa, blessing her, as has already been spoken, and for Catherine that went through with some excruciating pain. Mother McCormick had mentioned that. I don't know whether she had that already in mind, but I just wrote it down for Lord God, for continue to pray for her daughter, glory to God, that those kidney stones, glory to God, that they found out that's what the problem was, that it'll be eradicated and dismantled and all of them be broken up and not to have no reoccurrences and healing. And glory to God for whatever she needs to do. Lord, we're praying rest for her body, praying for her business, praying for wisdom, and praying, glory to God, that you are blessed and strengthen her and, glory to God, the intake of the water. We pray, glory to God, for overseer Dorothy McGuire, Minister Ely, glory to Evangelist, has mentioned that this morning, glory to God, about the pastor being ill and praying for her body, praying God touch and heal. She is, glory to God, hallelujah, a woman of God and also a registered nurse. So she, when she gets sick and things going on right, you know things are going on. So we're praying for her body and her healing. And also one of the deacons that's in the church that had five bypasses or whatever, and he was doing good, but then he having a setback now with praying for him in ICU, and they're trying to get him, this morning they was trying to get his body regulated so he can transfer him to another hospital in Columbia. So we're going to pray for him. His name, I forgot the name, Deacon somebody, but the Lord knows we want to pray for him for his deliverance. And it was one other person I can't think of, like, oh, yeah, my spiritual son, Justice. He wasn't feeling good in the last couple of days, and all of a sudden, glory to God, he got real sick. He thought he was strep throat, but the doctor said it is either COVID or flu. I don't know why they didn't tell him before he left which one it is, so he'd also get his family tested, but hopefully he will know that. So we are praying for him, too, as well, that we'll keep those for the ones that I have on the prayer, on my prayer list. Praise the Lord. So anyone else that have any prayer requests, we want to make sure, glory to God, we take those now. And while I'm opening all the lines, Minister Johnny May, are you on the phone, Elder? As Evangelist Brenda came back to the line.
Praise the Lord. This is Brother James, Mother McCormick's nephew. I was just asked for a prayer request. I applied for a job today for a truck driving job. Did I get that job?
Okay, then praise God. We will definitely be praying. Okay, Brother James. All right, we got you on the list, Brother James, for a job. Truck driver. Okay. Anyone else? Are we going to take all the requests first?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Sister Hubbard. I'm on my way to church again. She's storing up. So I'm on my way over there now.
That's Teresa, you said?
I don't know what the problem. Yeah, I don't know what the problem. I was supposed to be over there tonight, but I was just. She told me I didn't have to come, And I had to go run with Catherine to get her medicine. The people didn't have her medicine, right? And we had to go from one place to the other to try to find, run down the medicine. And so now we got a call that we need to go to Teresa's house and stuff. And I just bind up the devil because he was, like, I just lay rest all day. My head started hurting. But I told that devil, you're a lie. You're going to loose off of me in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I feel much better since I got some rest. But we going our way
amen.
To over
amen.
Just keep her in prayer.
Oh, Pastor Bert, would you take that one right away for me? Are you there, Brother Black?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise, honor, and glory right now in the name of Jesus. As we lift up Mother McCormick and we lift up her household, God,
yes.
We don't know what this attack is on her and her family, but in the name of Jesus, Satan got to take his hand off. In Jesus' name, sickness and diseases is not from you. Sickness and diseases is not a part of you. Therefore, we don't have to receive them in Jesus' name. So whatever Satan attacks are coming from and why, we cancel that assignment in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We say by your stripes they are healed and whole. God, no man can curse what you bless or bless what you curse. Teresa is blessed. Catherine is blessed. Sister McCormick is blessed. Her whole household is blessed. And we command it line up with the word of God. And God, we even thank you for this young man and that job. We claim it for him now in the name of Jesus. We say, Father God, that you move his name to the head of the pack, whoever has come before him. We're asking for favor for him now, God, in Jesus' name. God, we bless you for what you're doing and what you're about to do. And we thank you in advance for the answer coming even now in Jesus' name. Blessed be the name of the Lord God. So we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Amen. That's what I was saying. Pray against that attack for the family. You covered both of them. Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus, for even Brother James. Praise the Lord. Will you take that prayer for the man, the deacon and stuff like this? They had those five bypasses that set back in him in ICU, and also for his pastor, too, as well as common leaders pastor, Pastor Dorothy McGuire, for her healing. We don't know what that is that attacked her body, but take those two requests for the deacon and overseer McGuire.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. So what was the problem with Pastor McGuire?
I was just saying we don't know what she just said. Pray for her that she got sick. That's the word they had this morning about that she had gotten ill, but we don't.
All right, okay. Heavenly Father, once again, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're thanking you, Lord God, that you are a very present help in the hour, Lord God, that we are in need of you. So we're praying in Christ Jesus' name, first of all, Father God, for the deacon, Lord God, who's already had five bypasses, as I understand. And God, you made him, you made his heart. Lord God, we pray that you will give him victory over every attempt that is life. In Jesus' name, we pray for your divine deliverance over this deacon in the name of Lord Jesus. He will be continuing to hold fast to his faith in you. And we realize, according to James, some of these testing come to test our faith, but we pray, God, that you get victory on his behalf in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray for him.
Praise the Lord. Hmm. God, what happens? Praise God. Anyone else can hear me there?
I heard you. Glory to God.
I don't know what cut it off, but we believe in God. Does she come back, Brother Black? Would you pray for justice with this virus, whichever one it is, with the flu or the COVID? The doctor didn't say, or at least I hadn't heard back from him since what the doctor said earlier today. Did Brother Black leave the line too? Father, in Jesus' name, we do pray, glory to God, for justice right now, God. We pray that you will bless that body, heal, and deliver. We know no matter what the attack comes, you said by your stripes we will heal. Healing is in your wings. You sent your word already out. So the thief, John 10:10 says, he came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give us life and life more abundant. And you already told us that you desire for us to be in good health, glory to God, and the soul and prosper as our soul prosper. We know that's your will. So we bind up, glory to God, whether it's COVID or whether it's some other type of virus, through a flu or whatever, whatever he said, and he got to take it back and send it back to the dry place. Once it came, we bind you up and loose you from your side, and we bind it up from spreading all throughout the house. And God, you bless and heal and cover all of them under the blood. And God, we just thank you, Lord God. It will not torment it and have them, glory to God, overwhelmed in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the praise report that's coming about the hand of God moving in this life. So we thank you for the divine touch and healing in Jesus' name. And we bind up whatever it is that took us. Glory, I try to intercept, glory to God, on Mother Willett through this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Are you back? Mother Willett, your phone cut off. Okay, it must be gone. Anybody else had a prayer request?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Praise God. Could you pray for my mother?
Okay. Praise the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, Mother
yes.
Alexander, you want to pray for Brother Black's mother?
Glory to your name, Father God. Lord God, we bring Brother Black's mother before you, Lord. You know all about it, Heavenly Father. But Lord, we come before you, touching in agreement with him, Lord God. Because, Lord, you see it, son crying out to mom, Lord God. Father God, you know exactly what is going on. But we come standing in agreement, Father God, that you touch our body, Lord God. Whatever it is, Lord God, you already know about it. We bind up the works of the enemy that come against our body right now in the name of Jesus. And we command it to loose in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because, Lord God, your promise is to us that above all, you want us to be in good health. And, Lord, I know that you're a deliverer and I know that you're a healer. And whatever it is that's going on, Lord God, you know all about it. And, Lord, we thanking you for touching our body, Lord God. Father, we thank you for bringing our peace and rest, Lord God, because you see it all, Heavenly Father, no matter what is going on. And you hear the Son crying out, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you for bringing a change in the situation right now, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Glory
Black,
to God,
to pray
Black.
Praise
yeah.
God. Amen. You going to say something, Mother?
No, it's telling Brother Black. Glory to God. You know, God hear the son cry, baby. No matter what the enemy try to do, baby. I'm crying out for your child, and you crying out for mother, that's no play, baby. You get that answer.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. See that in Jesus' name.
Okay, I want you to pray for these three people, and you can pray for them all together if you want to. Praise God. Minister Black, Minister Black, pray for Minister Brenda, Apostle Burton, and Evangelist Noel. Pray God for their blessings, strength, and encouragement, and whatever direction
Father,
God has for their life.
Father God, I lift up Minister Brenda, Pastor Noel.
No, Evangelist Noel, Apostle Burton.
Okay. Evangelist Noel and Apostle Burton, in the name of Jesus, all three of them. God, they're your children. They're under your blood. They're faithful before you. They love you, God. And Father God, I know they're not bastards, but they're your children, God. And Lord, we just thank you, God. You bless your beloved. You give them a sweet sleep. You wake them up in the morning, and you lay them down at night, God, so that they can have a sweet rest, God. Lord, you provide for them. You protect them, God. And you are, whatever they need, God, you take care of them, God. Every situation that might be going on in their lives, Lord, all around the board, that even we don't know, God. We lift them up to you, God. We lift those situations up to you. We stand in the gap on their behalf, God. And we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, any assignment and every assignment of the enemy, we bind it up. And demons coming from the portals, from the pits of hell, we bind it up. You're dismissed from your assignment. Every plot, plan, and scheme in their families, in their daily lives, over the bodies and the mind, every attack, every all-out launch attack, in the name of Jesus. And we cast you back from whence you came, into those portals, back to the pits of hell. Now we loose the angels of God to camp around about. Holy Spirit, go before them and work it out. Angels, be there, hallelujah, to defend on their behalf every demonic and satanic spirit. And God, we thank you, Lord, that what the enemy meant for bad, you turned it around for their good and your glory. We thank you because nothing can penetrate or go past your blood, and they are truly completely submerged in your blood. And we thank you. You are the guide and light. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Someone else had a prayer request? Yes, ma'am?
Yes. Minister B.J., I'm sorry if y'all can hear me. Yes. That phone of mine, that other phone was messing up, so I don't know if y'all heard the prayer or not.
It got cut off for a long time. I waited, and then we went on with a prayer that was asked to do. Well, you're back on yet, and we didn't hear you, so we were just hearing your voice now for the first time. Yeah, so we
amen. I'm
the
sorry. Yeah. My daughter came and told me that the spectrum was messing up, so it messes with the phone line, too. So, but thank God for a backup cell phone.
Amen.
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 What was the last part of the prayer? We probably didn't get those last few minutes.
You want me to pray for the people you gave me?
You can finish the prayer, yeah.
Okay, I have no idea where I stopped. But, Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you so much, Lord God. I know you already heard the prayer that I prayed, Father God, before I was aware that the line had went dead. But I thank you for your goodness and your mercy, your grace, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord God, that you see the medical condition of the deacon, Lord God, that had the 5 bypasses. And I know you know about his pastor and Pastor McGuire's situation. And I pray, Father God, for divine deliverance. I pray, Lord God, that you would touch their bodies from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. And, Lord God, bring about a complete restoration of divine health in their bodies in Jesus' name. Thank you that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Thank you that you said in your word in John, praise God, whatever we ask you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, you will give it to us so that our joy will be full. You said if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. We ask you for mercy, Lord God. We ask you for healing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray for Minister Ely also in the name of Jesus that you touch her body from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. And we pray that you will release divine healing in her body as well in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. No weapon formed against your people shall prosper. We look to you and we put these situations in your hands for, Lord God, complete recovery in Jesus' name. We pray the prayer of faith and we thank you, Father, that you love all of us and you provide the very best for us. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Someone else who was trying to do a thank God for the prayers had a prayer prayer request just now. Would you tell us what that was?
Okay, this is Barbara. I had a prayer request still for my grandson. His appeal attorney requested to be removed from the case. Now we are at kind of a standstill because we don't know what to do now. And I believe she's looking at all the evidence and knowing that it was a mess. And she asked to be removed.
You said the attorney requested to be removed?
The appeals attorney. Everything's already done. The appeal attorney is requested to be removed.
My Lord. And that's what you want, God. Praise the Lord. Brother Black, you can take that one, too, because you know a little bit of something about some things. So go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Father God, that's easy. We just thank you. Ah, Shaynot. Burning, you're a liar. You be lifted up and removed. That they have a sweet sleep. And worrying is not of God. So we're not going to worry. We're going to laugh at the devil. And by faith, we receive that this thing has already happened. All we have to do is request the movement to the judge. And in many courtrooms, they give us a pro bono lawyer from a prestigious law firm. They have to commit to so many hours every year for free to serve the court. And by that, we get blessed and don't have to pay a dime. So I thank you, Lord, that when he requests, make his request to the judge, it will be granted. And he will receive a lawyer that means business from a prestigious law firm. God, and everything has been all right before the foundation of the world. Nothing changed yet because you're in control of this thing. And we thank you for it, Father, because you are ours and we are yours. And God, save this soul from the guttermost to the uttermost. Lord, let him be a messenger for you like never before. Ah, say, Kate, I see him running with fire, a flame of fire, ministering the word, God. Make that happen, God. Do that plan that you promised in his life, God. Oh, Jesus, make his feet like hind feet that he don't slip. And, Lord, even though he go through the fire, Lord, we know you said in your word he will not be burned. God, we thank you. We stand on your word and your word only. Jesus.
Amen. Father, we pray for Barbara, too, because our heart goes out of concern so long for our son. But God, show her how to release over in your hands and know some things we rocking up and down. The enemy will have us go over to get up and down like a roller coaster or either a yo-yo. But I'm praying, God, for her steadfast faith to keep speaking and declaring what God's word says, but also to go to bed and rest. And like your brother said just now, even the word was spoken even today, worry is as of sin. We got to be to a place, keep casting the care and not let the enemy come in. Go over to God to have us, go over there on a remote control, go over to God because of the things that he's doing. The devil is a liar. So I speak, glory to God, courage and encouragement and a foundation for stronger faith in the Lord, because the enemy always going to have something to flash in our face to make it look like this is not going to happen, that's not going to happen. And so that way he steals our faith. Glory to God if we let him. And then the Bible says in James, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways and refuse to be unstable. I will be steadfast on standing on God's word, even though it hurts the disappointment to hear the things. Some things we just got to have to shut it down. And even our imagination is trying to run away from us. Bring it down into captivity, anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So I pray for encouragement to her and others. Glory out there standing, glory out in concern. But God, this thing weighs heavy on her heart. Show her how to get that release and that faith, glory to God, to stand and trust you no matter what it looks like or sound like. Glory to God, we walk by faith and not by sight. And even though the pain is for you, and many of the afflictions of the righteous, but I've delivered them out of them all. And there'll be trials and tribulations. You let us know that. Glory to God, be of good cheer and overcome the world, because great is he on the inside. But we got to trust him when we can't trace him. So, God, we stand together with her, glory to God, in her faith to encourage her while she's standing in faith for him. In the name of Jesus, and anything that's going on in our lives, the enemy is, glory to God, to try to do as much as he can to bombard us. But we got to be determined. What please God is faith, and we pray one for another so we can be the armor bearers for each other to stand, glory to God, until them strongholds come down. So, God, we thank you, and we give these things to you and bind Satan up and all the cords for these reoccurrences of this roller coaster thing. We pray that it ceases in the name of Jesus, and that the prayer that my brother, glory to God, has just spoken, we stand in, and it's been prayers over and over, been praying for this young man, give his life, and also to find a way that he will be able to stand on God's word and not to return back to the life that he was in. And even the false accusations that came, we still believe that things going to turn around, that God may get the glory. We don't know what the time is. We don't doubt God's timetable. And he deals with eternity, but he allowed time for us. But we got to have the faith to know that we got to walk over into the in the area of eternity to know, glory, whatever your will says, that will it do. In Jesus, that we bless God all of these men. Oh, you have something else? Go ahead.
Yes. I just wanted to share that, you know, I know God bless me when people are hurting and in pain and I near them, I can feel the same. I can pick up the same pain. The pain will be on me. And many times, like this situation, you're burdened down, and it's burning down your heart, and it brings pain to the right side of your shoulder and your heart and things like that. But we have to release it. And how we release it is instead of thinking about that court case and what the son is going through, think, change your thoughts, and think about the word of God and how he had already brought the son out, even though we don't see it. By faith, he is a promise keeper. So we have to release it by laughing and praising God and laughing at the devil, because his tactic does not work. It will form, but it will not prosper. And so we have to stand on God's word, just fall in love with his word, keep rejoicing. Every time the enemy come, I know what the word says. I got to understand it and just laugh and say, God, I thank you. I don't have to worry, because I am you. So I bless you, Lord. And this is how we release it. Just don't let it come on you. Amen?
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Praise God. Is that Minister Brenda from Queen.com? Amen. Maybe not. But praise the Lord. That's the last prayer request, or we have another. Praise God. If not, I'm going to give you this praise report. If that's what Johnny made, that we were talking about, she done, that prayer request about the daughter having the brain surgery. Then she said the daughter was home and doing well. I saw her for the first time, after the surgery, because I didn't remember since they were young. But anyway, I saw the lady standing back till the service was over at Pastor Burton at New Hope. And then comes by, that's my daughter. I said, I saw that incision in the back and whatever like this, and she was saying that's her. And not only that, being in church and gave her life to the Lord at the altar yesterday. That was so praise God. And
yeah.
Went to church with us. Glory to God, and that was just a blessing too as well. And what God was did in our midst. So I just want to give you a praise report on that. That she was doing wonderfully well, and also giving her life over back to Christ. That's a wonderful. So, amen, amen. If there's nothing else, we're going to give God praise and glory and honor for what he's done already. And I'm just in awe about him and just this ministry and on the road and whatever God did and brought us together tonight. So wonderful. God got a plan. If we would just yield ourselves, he would bring us into it and manifest. Thank God for just what he's done. And glory to God this weekend and for who I saw, and just I don't even want to go over anymore right now. I'm just so poor, but I bless the Lord. I pray for them because I'm going to have to find something because they've got things out of here before I left to go. So I don't know what we're going to have in here for. I may have to cook something. I may not want some grits for some dinner. But nevertheless, I'm home. I'm glorifying the Lord. Bless the Lord for you all. And I definitely, after this weekend, I really got to call each one of you about the Eagles. Lord, I see what we're going to make our next step, what we got to do. But in the meantime, I praise God for all of you all. And let us continue to pray you one for another. Angels be in camp and pray blood covering on each one. Angel, and pray God continue to move in miraculous. Oh, the other prayer that we've been praying for Pastor Burton's daughter-in-law, she was still for this past week. Glory to God, no movement. But just a couple of days ago, she moved her hand, and I think her husband, Pastor said, her son said that she moved her foot a little bit. So we still believe in God for life in that vessel, that she will come out of it and life will be changed, and she'll give God her life and not go back. And whatever it is that allows the enemy to come in for her to be in this state, that we still speak in life and speak in salvation, that she'll not leave this world. Glory to God now without Christ, but pray that she'll have some longer time in life, and that her husband Neil too is healing, but also for him, glory to God, for his deliverance and give his life to Christ. So keep those, Stephanie and Neil, lifted up before the Lord. It's much needed at this hour. Praise God. Apostle Burton's daughter-in-law and son, praise God in the name of Jesus. And anyone that's on their heart now that want to pray for that, put a prayer in for them tonight because we've been praying and praying day and night. You can go ahead and take that prayer request now too.
Father God, we just thank you right now, God. We lift you up, God, and we speak to your spirit, man, right now. Come forth. Come out of that coma in the name of Jesus. Even the word of God said when Jesus spoke that very hour, Tabitha was made whole. That very hour, people had came out of those conditions. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. God, we believe by faith. We stand on your word. We stretch our faith, which is pleasing to you. And this is the normalcy that we ought to walk in. You said the just shall live by faith. God, we thank you, Lord, because you deposit yourself in us, God. And we're going to speak your oracle. God, we thank you, God. We bless your name. We bind the hands of every demonic and satanic folk in the name of Jesus who tried to put her down and take her out. But no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up in judgment, we shall condemn by speaking the word of God. For this is our heritage, and our righteousness is of God, says the Lord. So we thank you. We plead the blood over the enemy, and we call it done now in the name of Jesus. We stand and stand and stand, and all that we can do, we're going to stand some more. We're going to take another step as far as we could do, as far as we could go. We're going to take one more step. And God, we stand on your word. We speak it over her life, over the atmosphere, and we count it done. So be it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Thank God again for you all, and we pray blessings upon you. Angels be in camp, and God continue to move miraculous in your lives in a dynamic way. Thank God as we keep looking up to the hills, what's coming to our help. Angels be in camp throughout all the week, and bless until we meet up again in Jesus' name. Health and wholeness, peace and joy. And we want to meet financial, spiritual as well. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We love you.
God bless.
Amen.
Love you guys.
Bye-bye. Amen.
May God bless America. Amen.
Amen.
Have to turn back to
praise the Lord.
Amen. Love you.
Shalom. Love you.
Peace and shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Amen.
Amen.
By the glory, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, by the glory, revive us again. Love you. Praise the Lord.
Anyone there?